This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
We don't hear nothing about that. So it's not that we have forgotten. No, we're not forgetting. We're making dua, we keep on making dua, we're raising awareness amongst the people. You know, the least we could do, the least is as we're making this dua, alhamdulillah, we started how many months back now? At least 3 months, since October 7th. This October 7th, we started, alhamdulillah, this is the least is the outcome. And then supporting them now financially, because things are open now, alhamdulillah, we can support them financially as well. So we have not forgotten. And rest assured, if we're making dua for this, we're making dua for that, we're making dua for whatever the Muslims have been suffering. Have you known what's going on in China, Sudan, in Yemen, everywhere, alhamdulillah, subhanAllah. Yeah, and the Muslims have been suffering, yes, and Allah Azza knows about that. And Allah is not oblivious at what's happening over the world against our Muslim brothers and sisters. You know? But here the least is not when we talk about them and you know, if we're making the apple palace, that does not mean we're forgetting, and then the brother says, how can you just say ajma'in? You know, all of them we're including the ajma'in. We're including the Muslims all over the world. So Kashmir or the Kashmir or the Pakistan or the Yemen or Palestine or the Islam. Our heart is bleeding, our tears are bleeding because of what's going on there. And belief, as I said, we're missing the after the Mishnah of the time. So please don't forget next time you're back. And please join us in Sa'Allah Ta'ala after the Sunnah. I have the tea as promised, as always. And right after the Sunnah, Sa'Allah Ta'ala, if you have 15, 20 minutes to spare, stay with us in Sa'Allah Ta'ala.
Last week we saw the hypocrisy. Nifaq al-Amali and Nifaq al-Aqa'il. So that's what we're going to go through the ayat, talking about the most dangerous creatures of Allah. The kuffar, you know them. The mu'minin, you know them. But you don't know somebody who comes with a, you know, who smiles at you and behind you the and those are always there. Since the time of the Prophet, as you understand, they're always there. Right? So, بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. So those who were not coming to Salat Isha and Fajr in Jama'ah are hypocrites. So now if this is today, if you were to say up in our masjid all over the world, is that the Fajr we have only 2 to 3 lines max. And then right behind all of you by faith. We will see how it's going to happen in Ramadan. Good. All over the world. So do we say this is why and then they say the 2 types of hypocrisy, nifaq al-amali and nifaq al-i'tiqad. Nifaq amali is nifaq by action. It's not a mental sin. By action, you know, I miss Salat al-Isha. Nifaq amali. But nifaq i'tiqad, that is the nifaq that leads one to hellfire, because Allah who says that they got to the hypocrisy, they are in the lowest level in hellfire. So should we say the one who missed Salat al-Fajr in Jama'ah, Sahrahu in the lowest level in hellfire? He says La ilaha illallah. He comes for the other salah, but we cannot say that this person is munafiq ma'lumun nifaq, like the munafiq at the time of the Prophet of Islam. No. It's nifaq humadi. He's working, he's struggling, he's trying to defeat the shaitan. He goes in late to sleep. So it becomes very hard for him to wake up. But very soon he will be able to wake up, of course, because he's going to get up for support. Right? He cannot have to get up for support. So I might as well pray for him. I'm already up. So mumkin, he can deceive the believers, what he is doing. You can easily defeat me, but, you know, because, oh, this is not defeat me. Defeat me, not defeat me. Defeat me. By maybe smiling at my face. But I don't know what's behind my back. But I think, no, it's not Allah. We cannot defeat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, I will just, here, the Quran comes in. Ya'lamu qa'ilata al-a'yun wa ma tukhfi al-sudur. He knows about the creatures of the eyes and what these. What the soul, what the heart can feel, what the breath can feel. You may tell me something, but behind me is backstabbing. Allah knows about the creatures of the eyes. You know what the creatures of the eyes? You know when you try to come on and you meet your eye at your head? I shake them. So you can't, they can't be through that, but they cannot be through Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَضُرِبَ بَيْنَهُمْ بِطُورٍ with the believers across the Sirat. And then the believers, they have their mullah. They mentioned Allah Sabra Jum'ah last week. And then the hypocrites also have their mullah. They have their light. So they're coming to cross, you know, the forces, they're coming to cross the Sirat, the bridge, and all of a sudden, their lights get extinguished, turned off. And then the believers are crossing the Sirat. So the hypocrites, they will call the believers, yo, they don't say yo. Ya ayyuhal mu'minun, unzuruna naqtabis min murikum. Unzuruna, wait for us, let us borrow some of your lives, we want to cross the Sirat with you. Alam yakun ma'akum. If you remember, we prayed together. If you remember, we attended the halaqa together. Don't you remember we even fasted together and we did hajj together? Alam nakun ma'akum, weren't we with you? How do you know that? The believers will say yes. Or not to you. But you can do this stuff. You cannot do what Allah is doing. So here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَحَبِّبَ النَّاسُ أَيُّ طَوْكُمْ يَقُولُ آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَيْتُمْ. It's a part of a test. Allah is doing has to try it out. So here what happens, وَلِعْلَمَنَّ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا لِعْلَمَنَّا الْكَاذِبِينَ. So what Allah عز وجل وَلِعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ. So Allah عز وجل, when he goes, when he puts someone to a trial, for Allah to know. And Allah knows. But it is a way to distinguish between the two believers and the liars. And those who claim are believers, because you see the ayah that he is over the sacrifice of Allah there. They will go here and they will say, hey, I'm with you. I got your back. And behind you, they will go to their friends, to their people of their life. It's we just make them laugh on them, maybe we kill them, we're mocking them. We're on your side, not on their side. عندما تقع المصيبة يتميز الناس. When a Muslim happens, this is where the people get distinguished. Who are the true believers from the faithless? You know an example? If you know an example of Jarrah, that will be a mistake. Brother? I heard they came and they left right there. You know what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about him. So the Prophet Muhammad is the son of the man, the other one of the son of the man. So in the conduct when when they were digging and then the Muslims were outnumbered by, you know, you have the Quraysh, you have the Arabs, you have the Jews, and then, so they were digging, you know, and digging and digging, and then the Sahara, you know, the story of the rock, you know, when the Prophet was seeing this, the snow coming out from this, you know, the spot coming out from the rock, and then he says, so this is a room, so this is a boat. You know, we're conquering Persia, we're conquering Rome. And the hypocrites, we're starving, the ones are starving, and we're being 700. And scared and terrified, and he's saying, we're conquering Persia, we're conquering this, and we're conquering that, and that's conquered. قال المؤمنون, the mu'minun, they said, هذا ما وعدنا الله ورسوله. Is what Allah and His Prophet have promised us. وَصَدَقَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ And Allah and His Prophet have spoken the truth. صَدْحَدَاد وَصَدَقَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ وَمَا زَادَهُمْ إِلَّا إِيمَانًا وَتَسْلِيمًا This only has increased one in iman, the believers. What did the munafiqun say? The munafiqun they said, مَا وَعَدَنَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ إِلَّا غُرُورًا What Allah and His Prophet, the only Prophet, calls promises to us. This is what we're going to do, this is what we're going to do, this is what we're going to do. What is this promise? Look at us, look what's happening. The hypocrisy says, they only deceive us. Allah and His Prophet will deceive us. So this is the hypocrisy. When does that happen? When you go to a trial. If you're a strong believer, you will start strong. A saint believer, no, I don't trust this, I don't believe something good will happen. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ لَا تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ قَالُوا إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُصْلِحُونَ When they are told, don't cause corruption on earth, فَسَدْ You know what فَسَدْ? فَسَدْ? In Urdu? فَسَدْ. فَسَدْ. لَا تُفْسِدُوا When they are being told, don't cause corruption on earth, he says, إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُصْلِحُونَ Brothers, sisters, if you're dead, the opposite of fasad is Islam. You're either the most mufsid who causes corruption, or Muslim. I'm going to tell you the difference between Sahih and Muslim. Muslim, what would I refer? The opposite of Muslim. How can corruption happen on earth? كُلُّ مَعْصِيَةٍ فِيهَا إِلَّا فَسَدٍ Every ma'asiyah, every sin is fasad on earth. Everything. We talk about the hypocrites or the person. Any sin that a person is doing is causing corruption on earth. I'll give you an example and give you some more evidence. أَتَشْعَلُ فِيهَا مَا يُسْلِدُ فِيهَا When Allah Azza wa Jal, you know, says to Adam, you know, about Adam, the creation of Adam, what did the angel say? The angel says to Allah Azza wa Jal, it's not even an argument. Ya Rabbi, why would you send someone who will cause corruption on earth? أَتَشْعَلُ فِيهَا مَا يُسْلِدُ فِيهَا Where is he putting that? يُسْلِدُ Why are you going to send someone who's going to cause corruption on earth? They said, Asad is, you know, is either corruption or it could be also mean, you know, war. As the, you know, as it happened when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the angels and they sent the jinn on earth. So al-munafiqun, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says on their behalf, he says, Muslim is not a person. Nothing is the same. Everyone is the same. But the true Abu is the hypocrite who seems like he is with you, but behind you, he says things to another person. He big country. Aru. We have to, you know, the worst. We have Adu also with your ego, your nafs. So you have the hypocrite. They greet you with Adu, of course, but that is your Adu. As Allah says, he is your Adu. You take him as Adu, take him as your enemy. Your nafs could also be your Adu. You solve your ego. قالوا إنما نحن مصلحون. He said, we are Muslim. You are, you know, we're doing it. Why? Good stuff on earth. Not to see you. When Allah says not to see you, what does it mean? لا تفسدوا بأفعالكم لا تفسدوا بألسنتكم don't cause corruption with your actions with your times with your things that you do don't cause corruption with it that you do and so on because corruption is not only by actions hands and feet and causing corruption also by tongue by the way you know what's the most beautiful the most dearest thing in your body is the most the greatest thing in your body is heart. And what's the worst, subhanAllah, organ you may say? The most dangerous, I would say the worst. The most dangerous. What you can do with your tongue is more than what you can do with your heart. Would you agree? With a word, you can light up a war. With a word, your heart becomes either halal or haram. But the Muslim. With one word, she's halal. With one word, she becomes haram. With one word, qabit, when you say qabit, I agree, she becomes your wife. With one word, when you say talak, halak, even. One word, you can make war. With one word, you can also do two. This song before the Prophet Muhammad said, "I'm sitting alayka hada, what is your much of your tongue that you have to do? Luqman, by the way, Luqman, you know, the man's mouth, you know, his master told him, you know, he says, slaughter this goat, get me the most best, beautiful thing in this, the good thing, whatever, the best thing in this goat, the back in the tongue. And he said, okay, go and get me. The worst thing in this goat. He got in the tongue. How come this is the worst and the best is the best? The best is, you know, when you say things, the things is the best. It can, you know, grant you them by the tongue. And also is the worst, you know, whatever, the hardest of the tongue of the tongue. And, oh, this is something important, I said, no. I've been saying it. Everything important, no? But this one. أول ما جاء الفساد في هذه الأمة جاءها من الفقر ولا تفرقوا فتفشلوا وتذهب الفتن فساد في المساجد فساد في الأرض فساد في البيوت When you talk about فساد the worst type of فساد when you talk about the أمة is a separate to separate as if to segregate us Anybody who comes to split this ummah is having fasad. Anybody who comes to bring this ummah together, is committed together, the sakrat al kaleem, the sakrat al masjid. You have a problem, come and talk to the imam. Come and talk to the imam. You have something, instead of going out there and giving back a hypocrite or back a, you want to cause sickness. Anybody who wants to cause sickness is taking this community, it doesn't fasad. Anybody who does the opposite will feel this way. Anybody who you think or feel like he's got down, we don't want this person. Or you either divide it and stay together to, you know, like hit like this, or you're going to cause people to lose it. Because it's a fashion. Well, Ummah Wahid, we're one nation, and here's how Allah is going to give us a step. Can you say, you're a woman? I think that's a fashion. By the way, Qajam, what did I say in the last Saturday on the Prophet Muhammad, the latter. We don't have a hamster. I'm not talking about a hamster. These bad rats, they cause corruption because of that. The public had it, the time of the rat, and the fowl. He's there, eat it. And Arsenia, snake, the bad, you know, you find a snake, you're going to cause the attack. Okay. I'm not sure I have a snake at home, I'm a pet, it's a pet. We call it pet in Canada. We call it. Open that pet, or maybe, oh, but there are some who don't bite, you know, they're just, they're sweet, they're nice. And then when he goes around looking at and then, you know, he's talking to the pet, you know, this guy that you trusted, these guys, with the snake that you trusted, and then, this is what the prophet said, prophet says, and say, yeah. And he only talked, I just said, how you, I mean, snake. The assertions will first sound like I worse than others, but whether you are in Hen or Haman, you're the man, it happens in Medina when the prophet says the Al-Jinn. In Medina now, if you see a snake in your home, ask the snake to me. Can I talk about no time to talk to a snake? I'm gonna run away. The prophet said at the time in Medina, says, if you see a snake in your home, ask him to leave three times. If he does not leave, he's a snake killer. If he leaves, he's a jinn. Why? The jinn, they take the form of snakes in him. Al-Ghurab. Ghurab too. What is Ghurab? The crow. The black hair called Fasad. It's called with Fasad. If I kill the Ghurab, they sue me, they kill me, they kill me, I can't kill no one. I'm just kidding. Al-Kalb Al-Aqur. The Mordius dog. Not any dog. The Mordius wolves, so they get 50 dogs, they combine them and they kill you. You know, they have some, I don't know, the color. Huh? It's a what? Gray? Gray beans? Don't talk all together. The color. Gray beans. And you had a Mas'ud, that one. And Mas'ud. I don't know English, man. I am learning. I'm not sure. That dog, you know what happens? He's always vaccinated, huh? I don't know if you're not vaccinated. Are you right? Because it's, you know, this, the Ray Dan dog. And Akram, the scorpion. We don't have one from the here, but you know, the desert, scorpions, the pagan wizards. You know what it was? It's just my head. Lizard. Iowa, lizard. Do you know what the story of the lizard? What Ibrahim has to say? Ibrahim was thrown into the fire. And then the fire was extinguished, the wizard came, a bunch of wizards, they were blowing into the fire to make it smaller than the time. It's all good, the wizard. And there's one hadith about the al-Ad'ah, which is the kite. It's like a form of a hawk. It's another bird that covers a dog. It's also, the mosquito, the Qur'an mosquito. And most of them are from the slough. SubhanAllah. You could let the Wadina. Why you got all of them, and then when they're told, believe like people are believing. Why you got all of when they're being told, believe like people are believing, you say, I'm not going to come out of the slough. I'm going to stop here. Who is a Sahih? Why you got all of them when they're being told, believe as people are believing. Believe. Why don't you believe? You know, believe. They say, you believe as the Sahih. Who is the Sahih in Arabic? They say, who is the Sahih? What is the example? Give me a definition of what a Sahih is. Quickly, inshaAllah ta'ala. When you have hundred pounds of gold, 100 kilograms of gold. What is this commodity that gets on, mashallah, it's always like the price of this commodity, always is in place, right? It does not. Huh? You know what commodity? gold. Gold is always. So you have 100 kilograms of gold, and then you say, okay, I'm going to sell this gold and buy shares. I'm going to buy this gold and buy hay. Hay, I mean, I have animals in my barn. I'm just going to buy hay. Who's going to do something like this? Somebody what we call in Arabic, Sakhi. Where would say this hypocrite? I don't mean they're calling you, I believe it. They need to know about the Sakhi. I believe it. That Allah is not working. I'm not. They're calling the believers Sakhi. So who is the Sakhi? What are more examples? What are they saying? How to distinguish? What is Qawl? They say, Mu'min, what is the Qawl? What is the saying here, right here, inshallah ta'ala? We'll talk more about this and then complete the ayat, inshallah ta'ala, next week. We're trying to complete the description of the hypocrites, but we can, you know, understand and how to deal with them if there's anything we need to fix for our ends, you know, with system, inshallah ta'ala. Any comments or suggestions or questions with regard to what we have spoken about, you know, talking about the hypocrites? Indeed they are. So Allah comes in, you know, you go through a sentence and all of a sudden Allah is trying to explain to you, let's be in Arabic. You know, I'm trying to, you know, to tell you that whatever you say is bad, it's not true. Allah! No, wait, hold on. And then I follow it with, Allah. Indeed, what you said is wrong. To negate the previous thing. Right? Now, and then they will be told, believe what they want to believe. And then they will go to the people and they will say, yeah, well, we will be no way, we're not with the other guys. You know, and then they will go to the other guys and they will say, yeah. These are types of things. You know, they have, they say, people with lots of faces, they speak your language, they are the same place, the same background, the same culture, the same everything, but a man with 1,000 faces, or a person with 1,000 faces. It happened, they were not in Mecca, they merged in Medina, especially after the Battle of Badr. But of the best when you hit the phone to me. Now. Yeah. Okay, so like, it's so like in he said that the boys when they were in the sleepers, the same sleepers. You know, when they woke up and then they were saying, you know, they were sending someone to buy some food for them. So one of them said, be kind, be nice, talatta. But here you're translating it, you know, word to word. Lafayt in English means to be kind. Look, to be kind, to be nice. So he's saying, is this hypocrisy? Because he says, when you go to people, be kind to them. Here he says, the meaning of it, talatta. Yeah, you don't act weird. Yourself and then, you know, be wary, don't get too much with the people, don't go around the people, just come buy some bread and then come back. Don't try to raise attention. Come up. Don't go crazy in the market. In fact, fighting with merchants. Be your thing and come. Come up. We talk about hypocrisy, to be wary and to be careful. Not to fall in the attitude. Well, it's going to become a bad experience right there. So, right there, it explains, you know, when you do, you know, don't try to raise any attention so that people don't see something different, and then you will see, like, who is this guy? And it just happens somehow that we have some coin which is that people have never seen before. They were thought it was a treasure. So, what he gave them, he kept quiet, he just went straight to his table and, because this guy has not seen back the town for 300 years. So you may have come and say, oh, this stuff wasn't here. Oh, this thing wasn't here. People are dressed differently. Oh, no, come up, pastor. I don't have questions or whatnot. Just do your thing and leave. But then he gave that coin, and then people noticed, or the merchant noticed that the coin was different. So that's what grabbed their attention. So it's not about hypocrisy. That's what we will say here. I'm nice with you. I'm here with you. And I smile at you. And I come and hug you. I am your brother. Trust me. And this and that. And then you know the one who is a munafiq. A munafiq. And the one who backbites. If somebody comes to backbite somebody on your presence, know for sure that he is backbiting you in your absence as well. Somebody who comes to tell you, look and so on, and so on, and so on, about Kadesh, when you go, he will be defensive about you, for sure, 1,000%. But we need to differentiate between what's a hypocrite and what's the one who does backbiting. You know, he has two faces. He smiles at you behind you, he stabs you. I try and I sit with the Imam and everything, but maybe, I sit with the Shaykh, I listen to you, and I'm taking notes. And then I'm going to meet with my people. You know, please go and do that. If you do that, and tell them, look what this is saying. You know, the Imam is saying this, and he's saying that, you know, and he's saying, you know, and he's saying it. Okay. You know what I'm trying to say? Don't know what I'm trying to say. Maybe you. You're taking notes, and then you're going to go and meet with this guy and tell them, listen, he's trying to do this and he's trying to do that, you know. And I'm hoping that inshallah he's sitting here listening to me and Allah will guide you. But if you're the one who's just going and go to the others and tell them and tell them, well, why it happened? I'm not going to tell you what's happening. Please just come just to listen, take notes, and then I will hear from others. Yes, he said this. We just bring these guys to not to listen to the lecture. It's to So we need to differentiate between what's a hypocrite, munafiq, and someone who backbites. وبينه العداوة كأنه ولي حميم. Yeah, Imam. So when you go and give da'wah, you talk to people, it's not بالتي هي أحسن. Do it with Islam. Do it with, with hikmah. You know, when you call a Muslim or a non-Muslim to Islam or a Muslim to pray or, you know, to stop doing something that is haram, try to speak to people with wisdom and be kind to them. Why? Because of what I'm saying. فإذا الذي بينك وبينه فجاءك أمر غري حميم. The one that you have in animosity with him, your enemy will become your friend. And it happened, subhanAllah, this da'wah people, Zalmakhir, one of them, he says, every day I would go to this man, and I wait for him after he does his grocery shopping every day, and I just take his basket and take it up to his area. I would go and wait for him. What are you doing? I just found you, and I just want to help you. And I would take his basket, take it to his area, and they have more elevator. That's how it is. He would take it up to his area. Every day, so the man, and he became, everybody said, we have an extra business, we have to come and join us. He couldn't say nothing. He couldn't say nothing. I made the sakna. In that way. So that's what Allah is saying here. You know, it's not like you're trying to deceive. You are using your hikmah in your ma'amala, in your talk, in your advice that you're giving to others, or, you know, so that your enemy will become your friend. Allahu a'lam. Fadlaka. As-safih al-ahmaq. You go back then. من السفاهة صح سفيه very good linguistic being سفيه is like coming from a cloth that is very slippery very so likewise it has to be stuck somebody who's not who doesn't have a good taste for him he's just like very well such سفيه just because then you tell your kids or you tell your wife tells you
Which is the opposite of saying,